Blog Talk Radio.
I see you, little mama, on the dance floor while you're out there.
I look to my right, little mama's looking fine. She's popping. She's popping. Popping, popping. She know what she wanna do.
Hey, the Gemini King right there, man, holding it down real big to get us back up in this mofo flipper. Talk as Blog Talk Radio and changed up the goddamn phone system. So if you're already in the show, you know what I'm saying, and this fall you host out there and you happen to hang your motherfucking phone up, be careful, because when you go to call back in, it's not the same option as when you initially called, you know what I'm saying? When you initially call, it gives you option of, you know, hearing some information to starting your show, which is option two. And then when you already in the show and you, you know, go to call back in, it's option one to start your show or option two to end the fucking show. So I don't know why they got it all set up stupid like that. But, yeah, that's what the motherfucker did, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good, you know what I'm saying? Because we still up in this bitch.
What to do, this Q-Phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well-educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Hey, it's time for a fish fry, too. I forgot. More into the fish fry on the Blizzard in a minute. We got to get that done, you know what I'm saying? A little thing over this weekend about trust, you know what I'm saying? And like I tell a couple of people, you know, it's kind of hard to trust people in this world. Probably because of this.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, a long-haired young person came into our bank and said to me, I bet you won't lend me money to buy an electric guitar. Well, he was making $100 a week, and he was over 18, and I said, I bet you I will lend you money to buy an electric guitar. And I did. So what happens? The punk gets busted for possession of dangerous drugs, and we're out $350. There's one thing about kids nowadays. You don't have to give them credit.
Universal Bank, we trust you. About as far as we can throw you.
All right, y'all, this is time to mask up language Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? We'll get into the Italiano language. Brought to you apart by www.byki.com. That's before you know it.com for all your language learning needs. And no, you know what I'm saying? I know I go on plenty of shows, and motherfuckers be like, when I tell them I teach languages on Tuesday, they be like, you don't teach no motherfucking language. No, I teach, you know what I'm saying, the ability to get involved in language learning. You know what I'm saying? I teach you the basics, and I just teach you, you know what I'm saying, to get interested, you know what I'm saying, into learning a language. Because if I can sit up here, you know what I'm saying, and go to the use this program and see these words and then repeat the same words that I can hear, pull your thigh to me. Can you help me? If I can sit up here and say them, your ass can sit up here and say them. I don't give a damn if you black, white, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Swedish, Netherlandian, Singaporean, you know what I'm saying? If we all as a collective human race get together, you know what I'm saying, and learn each other, you know, it wouldn't be no problem when you go to different countries and stuff. But you got to know the basics. You know what I'm saying? Hello, goodbye. How are you? Where the bathroom at? Can you help me? Shit like this. You know, pull your thought of me. You know what I'm saying? Can you help me? You need to know certain basic words. And I covered the main languages that we all speak. You know what I'm saying? English, Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, Italian, shit, we uncovered other shit, you know what I'm saying, Macedonian, you know what I'm saying, Vietnamese, Afrikaan, you know, we covered a host of languages, but, you know, it's just the basics, so nah, you ain't gonna be fluent, after, you know what I'm saying, listening to a couple of these lessons, but what it should do, you know what I'm saying, is pump up your interest. And your ability to feel that you can do, you know what I'm saying, what you don't think you can do. And that's learning a new language, you know what I'm saying? So go to www.byki.com, that's beforeyouknowit.com. Check out the program, and yeah, and we get it in, you know what I'm saying? Boy, you thought of me. All right. And I got the webcam plugged up today, so we will be teaching the live lesson via the webcam. Got to go to Tiny Chat and set that up, tinychat.com/WDGE radio. And you also be able to see it there live if you happen to be on www.blogtalkradio.com /WDGE radio. So you will be able to see it there because that's where I'm actually, that's where I'm at. Let me get some new music. Got some new music coming to you guys too. This is Slim Duddy from DJ Blaze called Sex Drive. And got that coming for you. Just, what the? Come on, man. All right, people. When y'all send me music, man, y'all don't send me shit by no fucking Z-Chef. You just can't send me a goddamn MP3. I'm not finna be going to your motherfucking Z-Shares and all that shit to download y'all shit, man. It's deactivating to me, and I ain't gonna do it. All right. Doing it this one fucking time. But send me shit straight to my damn email, people. That's all you got to do. Send it straight to the email, and I'll play your shit. You know what I'm saying? So now I got to wait and take out time, you know what I'm saying, to goddamn wait to this download start. And then, yeah, we can get on in. So before that starts, let me go ahead and do something real quick. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, people. Grazie. Now we're gonna be all this queen of dog and shit, you know what I'm saying? But real. That's real. Grazie, grazie. Crute, my brother, Crute. Now, world, I know y'all be like, what the fuck are these people saying? You know what I'm saying? Afrikaan, people, Afrikaan language, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know no other language, goddammit, you better learn your own original language. You know what I'm saying? Know thyself before you know anybody else. Believe that. Ashwood, what it do, Holmes? Yell it?
Chilling like an illin, man. Working.
All right, yeah, he's held down for the job down at 813. You got the first job or the second job?
Shit, I got two now.
Yeah,
I got two of them motherfuckers. I'm off right now. I'm headed to the house right now.
Oh, so you
ain't
got to go to the other one?
Nah, I went out there, but I just started the second one today. That shit is out in St. Pete. Just started that one. But they sent us home for the day, so I'm still getting paid for the day, but they sent us home, man. God is good.
Man, right, what's up with the transport? How you getting way the fuck out now?
What's that?
I said, what's up with the transport? How you getting way out there?
Shit, you know Ashley, man. Always make a way. God always make a way, man. Taking about 5-11 buses.
God damn.
Shout out to
the
money.
Yeah, get across there. That's what, 34 Express. You got to get on Express and all that shit.
Yeah, shout out to the 100X, man.
Yeah, 100X.
100X.
Shit, but you got to think about it. What is it, $3 to get across the bridge?
Nah, just one. That 100X is good money. From the Marion Center, that 100X is good money.
No, I'm saying, but what, it's $3 for all-day pass, ain't it?
Nah, that's three one-way, three going back.
Oh, they don't do that.
Yeah, you can get the all-day, you got to get the 30-day joint. That's like $95 bucks.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah,
shit's
expensive, man.
But then you think about it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that was $6 a day, times what, 5 days a week? That's what?
Yeah.
$30 a week. That's $120 a month. Shit, they saving you $25.
More than that, shit, because you got to take a bus out there, and the buses out here, a couple of the buses out here, there, and 100X.
Oh, the all-day pass?
Yeah, that shit is... No, not the all-day, the 30-day joint. Supreme. It's called Premium. The Premium pass. That shit like $90.
But you can ride all the buses.
Yeah, you can go out there. Yeah, it cover all them shit. That's a Premium pass. It's like a... You show them, it's like a badge or something like that. You can use it on all buses.
No, that's what's up. Yeah, I ain't caught the buses cool. So much like a long, you know what I'm saying?
That shit saves some motherfucking money around the world.
And I
get
mean...
You, you got to go.
The world. Yeah, right now, you must be on the bus.
Shit, I'm about to head to the house now. I'm almost home.
What, you walking?
Nah. I ain't get to... I'm about to pull a UACC right now. About to pull up in there, man. Pull my Newport out, and you know, I stay down the street. So I'm about to head to the house, drop my shit off, and go back to the library and shit. Okay,
you know, go to the library, hit the library up for a minute. Oh, true that. Well, you know, we on Italian all July long, you know what I'm saying? We on the Italian language, man, on time to massacre language Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? So when you get... Stay, what you gonna go to the library and log on or something, or you got shit to do at the library?
Yeah, I gotta, I'll probably log on. I'm gonna log on, because I got some stuff I gotta do. I gotta stack some papers.
So, oh, I'll do that.
The next one. Thank you.
Live on the bus, people.
Yeah,
we live
on
the motherfucking heart line.
I gotta send some, I gotta stack something, press something up. Once I do that, I'm alive
going
around the world.
And I mean the world. Yeah, that'll work. And I done started the show. Fucked around there 13 minutes of the bitch and hung up. Went to go call back in. The motherfucker, the bitch hung up on me and shit. I had to restart the whole show over again. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Net and Net up in this mofo flipper representing Texas, you know what I'm saying, out there in Dallas. Yeah, I see your girl. She speaks, she actually speaks, well, she part Italian. Probably don't speak a lick of that, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no. It's all good, though. Because you're going to speak something today, goddammit. Fuck it with me. You're going to speak something today. You know what I'm saying? Ask the old bus driver. Let's see. Let me take. How do you get to? Yeah, this is what you want to be asking the bus driver.
Come se arriva.
Come se arriva. Arriva. Arriva.
What's up, sis?
How do you get
Hello.
To Copa C Arriba?
I wish I had to tell you, last one. Yeah, I'm down the street by the mall. Oh, you right here now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what it is. That's what it is. You right in the hood. Oh, you know what? Since I know you, I'm going to do a cigarette.
Oh, wow.
Good. I'm going to look like a motherfucker. Shit rough right now. But, yeah, I got to go handle some business and shit.
Okay.
You live right here, right? On the next one? I'll come holler at you in a minute.
Okay.
All right, then.
Hello? Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking stupid, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Hell
yeah. I'm almost to the house.
I hear you pimping with a cigarette. Nigga pimping with a cigarette and shit. Y'all hear this shit live on the radio,
yeah, oh,
people?
Shout out the new 4100, man.
Yeah,
it
I'm
my heart.
Long.
I
the long
I had to get divorced, man. I divorced the economical pressure.
You on it, but then you done took it to damn. You took it to the long boat. You know what I'm saying? The 100 is a killer. Shit.
Yeah. I've been on them posts for years, man.
Oh, okay.
Hell
that's
yeah.
What's up. Okay.
Hey,
hotel.
Yeah, right.
Say hotel to my homeboy the Elohim show. You know what I'm saying? My bad, Elohim. You know what I'm saying? It's Ashwood on the phone, that. I know everybody like, who the fuck is that dude on the phone, man? It's fucking Ashwood, people. You know what I'm saying?
No
it's Ashwood out here. Representing No Sleep Entertainment. 81 Trizzy, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let me, y'all little sample of some Ashwood real quick. All right, check this out, man. We're gonna get into a little Ashwood, and I'm going to come back. And this is Time to Mask Our Language Tuesday, people. We just learning the Italian language, the Italiano language. You can go to www.byki.com if you want to follow along. Or if you log it on, man, I'm going to tinychat.com/WDGE radio, and you'll be able to check me out live teaching these languages. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big right up here on WDGE radio. You know what I'm saying? Gotta keep doing that for you. You know what I'm saying? God damn it, I got ads and promos for the goddamn show. I don't even use the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? How that shit is that? Let me go ahead and get into this promo for us, and we're coming right back at you, you know what I'm saying?
See me aboard. Energize.
Are you ready to be tuned up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host, Sayer Knight, from the Netherlands. Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smelly Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio.
You put the cold water in after the pirate out. Put the white stuff in like the incident in the house. You had the bacon soda when we tried a product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Put the cold water in after the pirate out. Put the white stuff in like the incident in the house. You had the bacon soda when we tried a product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Any party that's popping, I'm on the scene. Somebody please pass me a towel, I'm so clean, clean. Rosé and hell green. The kid trying to make reality my dream, dream. No sleep, that's my team. Smoke with your boy Ashwood, I might steam, steam. In a coupe with that lean. Cross hang down to my belly, the chain mean, mean. Lil' homie, I got it locked, locked. Pass the egg beater, cause my style straight drop, drop.
Women classy like Coco Chanel. Uh-huh. Independent, put up four for the bell. Won't tell. I stand for something, won't fall for nothing. I got you open off my introduction. When it comes to the music, I put my heart, mind, body, and soul. Uh-huh. Give me your ears if you want a bankroll.
I told them, you put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We getting money.
I'm feeling like the headliner, so quote that. I'm in a good mood as I hop in a throwback. Pretty thing with me. Grab my coat from the coat rack. About to leave shorty, cause a friend ass more fat. You hesitate, I know how to approach that. Pulled out the cush, she like where we could smoke at.
What?
On the interstate, mommy so roll ass. She said a man whack, he don't know where the hole at.
Nah.
Fall back, I'm in the zone like a touchdown. I'm guaranteed to have the streets hype this time around.
Uh-huh.
I got them all sick cause my name buzzing. Better hold on to your seats, kid. I'm coming. I'm not leaving, so get used to me. Ladies spot me up in the club, get loose for me. I do this thing in my sleep, it's all practice.
Uh-huh.
Switch up my style, these lanes are swag jackets.
You put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we getting money.
Alright, we're officially loaded, officially loaded. Y'all up there, about to get up to this. This ain't real quiz it. Y'all already know what that is. Here we go. BYKI.com, man, for all your language learning needs. Hey, let me see if I can get this shit up and running real quick. Y'all hold L Ono, goddammit. That ain't a word, but yeah. Hold L Ono, goddammit. I'm on motherfucking Tiny Chat, you know what I'm saying? I got a Tiny Chat set up and shit, so hold on, let me drop this Liz Inc. What is the damn link at? There we go. Copy that. Go over here and drop that. Bam, bam, bam. There we go. And, y'all can check out the Elohim show right here on Blog Talk Radio also, man. Just look up, go to www.blogtalkradio.com and look up Elohim, and that's the Elohim show. And let's see, working out, I've been cutting really kind of hard, trying to be different, man. What the fuck are you talking about, man? I asked, was you working at a shop? This motherfucker talking about he cutting hair and shit. Nigga, I'm trying to get a shot, some promo. You know what I'm saying? We'll get a shop a little shot out. You know, shots to nappy cuts or whatever the hell it's called. You know what I'm saying? I know it's got a name to that motherfucker. You know? Trying to get you some promo. You know? Shit. Oh. All right, let's go ahead and hard beam up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Heartbeat.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
Oh, hey, Timmy. We don't use that type of language around here, all right, you little bastard? Oh, sorry, people. Forgot. Oh, we were on. Forgot we were on.
Beam me aboard.
Energize.
Energize.
Timmy! Yeah. All right, we're back. Hit the porn music, Tim. Thank you, brother. All right, talking about your tongue. Wait a minute, hold on. What the hell? I went from. Wait a minute. You said nothing, just cutting heads. Okay, then I asked, did you work at a shop? And then. been cutting. Who the hell is Whitey's head? Man, you have to call in, man. You done threw me all off, man. Hey, I don't know what it is. If I say it, it might sound racist or something. Yeah. I ain't say that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, this show is interracial. This is the interracial show. We don't practice racism here. You know what I'm saying?
Yay!
You know, because if that's the case, shit.
Shit. If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh. Talking about his show, he's been raw lately. Okay. You been really getting into the get down. I understand, my brother. That's what time it is. You know what I'm saying? You can't be holding no punches when it comes to this here. Because what we do on Blog Talk Radio is we give it to you live, uncut, uncensored. You know what I'm saying? Un-everything, un-American sometimes, you know? Fuck it. We got to give it to you like that. That's what it does, you know? All right. Did I drop the link? Because I don't see nobody on the goddamn tiny chat. What the fuck is going on, people? Get your ass on over there now. Let's get your ass on over there. All right. Did I drop the link? Did anybody click that link in the chat room? I don't think you did. Click the link in the chat room, damn it. Shit. Shut the fuck is that? Tammy, get the goddamn transport, man. We got somebody, motherfucker, need to be beamed up. Hold on, people. You got to.
Tammy!
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Okay, then. Elohim, what the fuck is going on, Nick?
I've been raw lately, bruh.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck is this? Man.
Hold on, man.
I
got to cut somebody out, man. What the fuck you want, man?
I've been tearing my ass up on my show for the past couple of days. People have made me kind of rude. I went and found this show called a Racist Nationalist, man. And I tried to be diplomatic on their show, and they went crazy, man. So they got me kind of mean right now.
What?
Yeah, man. They was talking a bunch of shit that I didn't like. So, I mean, I had to spaz on white people for a couple of nights. I've been, if you archive it, you're going to see me pretty rude. I had to get in your mode, bro.
Yeah. Man, hold on, man. I got a goddamn fly in my ear. Hey, motherfucker. Y'all can call me back. I'm on the goddamn radio. Shit, goddamn motherfucking fresh out. This nigga right here on the phone, he's stealing motherfucking food stamps from old folks and shit. You know what I'm saying? How you get busted for stealing a $25 food stamp card?
We got a lot of stupid niggas out there right now.
Man. You know I love you though, cuz. All right, man, I'm gonna call you back. Y'all for sure, man.
All right.
Goddamn dirty ass nigga. Shit. Yeah, that nigga round in the goddamn hood. He's stealing old dead man boxes and shit. What the hell kind of shit is that? How you gonna break into a house and nigga, he break into an old person's house? He stole a damn stamp collection and sent stamps to his homeboys in prison and shit. Talking about something, you know, I know it's been a long time since I wrote you. man, my cousin crazy. Niggas in prison sitting with $1 million stamps and shit, because this dumbass nigga done took a goddamn stamp collection. He don't even know what he got. Crazy ass motherfucker. Hey, anyways, blast. Put him on blast, man. Who show you was on?
That was the Nationalist. Racist Nationalist. That was the name of their show.
It'd be so many. I couldn't even tell you. It'd be so, man, I promise you, after 5 o'clock, I mean, I've seen some of the nuttiest goddamn, you know, shows on this motherfucker. I figure I'm a little nutty. But goddamn, boy, I go on to some of these shows. Shit.
Yeah, but they been trying to come off like we shouldn't be complaining about. We ain't got anything to complain about. We get all these opportunities. They full of shit, man.
That's just like punk ass Michelle Obama, bunk hole bitch ass on the damn TV. Talking about we don't need to be worrying about the past and worrying about slavery and all that bullshit. We need to be worrying about motherfucking our kids being obese. Bitch, we ain't worried about no motherfucking kids being obese. That don't apply to fucking hood. The hood ain't no fat little motherfucking kids running around in my neighborhood.
And
if they
neither.
Is, you feel me?
Not in mine neither. Not here in New York, bro. You know what I'm saying,
man?
Man? What happened in slavery, we are paying for that shit right now. The way we are right now is the result of that shit. They have, listen, see, this is what I'm talking about. I'm not sweeping that shit up under the rug. These fucking white people going to go, it's your show, let me cool down. Because I told you, these white people going to have to deal with this, man.
Man, hold on. Let me bring this all the way to a unbiased level. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, man, let me bring in my motherfucking co-host real quick. Hold on.
Because I'm ready to spaz when I'm looking at it. Boy,
all right, so this is why I do this. This is why I love this show right here. All right, introduce you to my dog Cyanide. All right, now he's from the Netherlands. He's all the way over in the Netherlands.
That's what it is.
You feel me? So when we start talking about, you know, the white and black issue, you know what I'm saying? This is our median right here, because he's on the outside of this American racism bullshit that we brainwashed and brought up on from the womb, not from birth, from the womb. You know what I'm saying? You know, racism was put to the damn belly and shit. While your mom was sitting there watching TV and shit, you was learning how to hate a motherfucker even before you popped out the bitch. You know what I'm saying? And then you don't know why when you finally come out, you know what I'm saying? You start this, you see colors and shit, because you matching the colors up with the goddamn subliminal images that you was fed in the womb. Scientifically proven, people. Motherfucking babies learn shit in the fucking womb. So if you motherfucking preaching and teaching hate, you know what I'm saying? Your baby's gonna already come out on that path.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Believe that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
but go into, you know what I'm saying? Because this is my mediator. You know what I'm saying? I like to have Cyanide on this show so he can hear, you know what I'm saying, both sides.
It was his cop. And I think these guys were from St. Louis, this National Racist Group. And they got a dude in there named Sarge. He liked to just chop up people, and like he was going to chop me up and all that nonsense. And he got mad because I'm talking about how the cops is racial profiling the brothers. He claims that he's a cop. They never do that. He don't want to hear that about what we talk about. He know the cops, they have probable cause, and they sit back and they really analyze the situation before they arrest them or roll up and approach somebody. That's a bunch of bullshit, you know. So he got with that, and then they want to talk about, they're talking about Michelle Obama, about the obesity thing. But the main thing that pissed me off is that their basic output is, we as black people should not complain about the white man. He says he's supposed to be black. He says when he was a child, he got beat up by a dozen white kids trying to get comic books. Listen, bro, I'm 44. Back here in New York City, when I used to try to get my comic books when I was 8 years old, we had to run from Canarsie back into Brownsville from them damn rednecks. You hear what I'm saying to you? So I've been through that shit too. But just because I've been through that, I'm not going to sit back and change and think all white people are good. Listen, white people out there, I have to watch and circumspect every single last one of you. I'm Cherokee Indian, and my ancestors said the white man speak with forked tongue. There's only one way I can trust a white person. It's through his actions. They can't say it. They gotta just be about it and show me. And a lot of them talk all this there. I don't hate you. I don't hate you. I don't hate you. You know, that's the past. I didn't do that to you. But you still do the actions of your ancestors. And a lot of them are reaping the benefits. That's why these white people got the powers that they got right now, the groups that they got, the organizations that they got. They reaping the benefits off their ancestors. They're inherited with George Washington and John Adams sat there and established, but they're going to say it wasn't them, then give up the inheritance. Yeah, give up the inheritance. Inheritance is this land, my country. Listen, this is my land. Christopher Columbus ain't discovered shit. This is my land, bro.
No, I've already covered that, but even on motherfucking my Christopher Columbus Day is debunking the motherfucking myth of how the hell your ass got here when Indians and everything else is already at this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But when you get to your issue about police and my interactions, you know what I'm saying? I had this motherfucker come on my YouTube page. And because I put up on a YouTube page, have you ever been arrested? You know what I'm saying? Have you ever been gone to jail for videotaping the police? You know what I'm saying? And I have. You know, so when I posted the motherfucking video, the only thing that it shows is the reason why I went to jail. You know what I'm saying? And if you look at it, you know, it's a minute and a half of commentary. And all I'm pointing out on the video is just, damn, man, look at that police station down. Look at the police officers down here. Now, we got a big police station. We got, shit, fucking stations and substations all around the city, you know what I'm saying, every other block. But the only problem I'm saying is in our neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying, this goes back to, you know, the little study that I was watching yesterday, you know what I'm saying, and if y'all ain't seen that, you know, black kids and white kids, that the Dahl study, you know what I'm saying, I'll drop the YouTube link so y'all can check that out. And that was very, very informative, man, to see where our motherfucking society is at. You know what I'm saying, to where little four or five-year-old kids are sitting down and pointing at pictures of white to black dolls, you know what I'm saying, and they point to the white doll like the white doll is right and the black doll is bad, you know what I'm saying?
You got to be kidding.
That, who?
You,
man,
I want to see
Let me drop this link for you. Hold on,
enlighten me,
cause
brother.
This is on some real hit-you-in-the-gut type level, but this shows the truth about our society, because the kids are our future.
If our future
is already reflecting this, then you see where our future is headed.
And then they wonder why we still say the shit we say. Can ain't shit change?
Yeah, but
did
I mean, it starts with the way you got to see how you act around the house, because, like I say, your kid picked this up from the womb. You know what I'm saying? They picked this shit up from the womb. So once they 1, 2, and 3, all the way up to 5 years old, once they get 5, that's it. Whatever they learned up to 5 years old, they going to keep it from 5 to 10. This shit is scientifically proven. They don't let that shit go because parents don't recognize the signs. You know what I'm saying? You don't even recognize when you be at home and you watching TV, and you like, oh, that dumbass cracker. Damn, you did some stupid shit, cracker. You know what I'm saying? Oh, look at that stupid-ass nigga. Boy, you's a dumbass nigga. Now, to us, that is harmless because we understand what we're saying. But if you have your child sitting next to you and you are regurgitating them words, your child does not know how to differentiate what you are saying from good or bad. They're taking the literal meaning of what are you saying. And they are applying that.
You're saying something real deep. I need to expound on that and compliment you on that, because I never looked at what you're saying like that right now when you got me thinking. Do you know how many people in white America who claim not to be racist but in the house when they watch TV? You know what? I never looked at that, but that is what comes out their mouth. And you got the children watching that, and he not really understanding, or she not really understanding why their father and mother saying that, because they're saying that in the home now. Outside, they might not say that, but I bet you do got white people that sit on TV and go, oh, that stupid-ass nigga, oh, that dumb nigga. And or you can go, that stupid cracker, that dumb cracker. Same thing with blacks. We don't realize that the children...
We don't realize. It's both sides. We don't realize. You know what I'm saying? When you sit around...
My show tonight is about bridging the gap. I'm trying to bridge the gap between white and black, meaning that people always think, because when we get on these shows and talk about the white man, that we hate, like we're haters and we just want to destroy the country. No, I know me and you ain't on that. We're trying to be diplomatic, and we want to network and expand and grow in this country. I'm trying to see if that's possible. I got a lot of white guests on my show.
My co-host is white.
Oh,
and that's why I love my co-host. I love my co-host. No, I love my co-host for that reason, because he does not see this color shit that we sitting here talking about.
Well, I'm glad to know that, because he's been listening to my show. I thought he was a brother. Man, Cyanide, I'm glad to know you're white, man. That makes me feel... Let me tell you what that tells me about you, Cyanide.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too, brother. Really finding out, because that's telling me now that you are open... white guy. And see, this is the kind when I make that statement about a cool white guy. See, to me, a real true blue white guy can sit back and blend with us, because he knows that what we're saying is a truth. But he has accepted it to the point where he can say, you know what, that's what my people did to him, but I'm going to show him that I'm not like that. And the only way that a white guy can do that and blend with you, brother, and he has to do, like I said earlier, through action. So, brother, you are showing and proving what you about. You ain't talking about it, Cyanide. You are being about it. Because for you to be on this show, you are being about it. You not just talk, homie.
He's my co-host. He ain't just a listener. He's my co-host.
He ain't just talk.
I never judge a group. I try to judge the individual, talk to people, get to know them.
And, that's,
right.
And I'm telling you, bro, I've been to Europe, you feel me, where it's so-called, you know, the whitest white person or the blackest African that you want to meet, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when you go over there, brother, I'm telling you, I spent a year in Germany, and a motherfucker never called me, hey, nigga, hey, black boy, hey, black man. I've never been called out of my color. I've never been, I've only been loved for my color. Europeans and everybody on that side, you know what I'm saying, respected me and looked at me for the God that I am, the king that I am, and treated me as such because I treated myself with respect. You come to America, motherfuckers don't even treat themselves with respect. So how can you expect another person to treat you as the such?
Exactly.
And this is all the way across the board, though. So we got so many fucking bad apples floating around. You know what I'm saying? That it spoil our shit like the goddamn BP oil spill. You know what I'm saying? It's
I'm
not affecting
you,
everybody, but it's affecting enough people. You motherfuckers can't come to Florida because our goddamn beaches are fucked up. So, no, it didn't have nothing to do with you in Maine, nothing to do with you in New York, but y'all like to come down here during summertime and enjoy spring break. Now you can't do that. BP fucked that up. That whole other country fucked that up. You know what I'm saying? And we had nothing to do with that. But look at the effects of that.
I'm proud of you, brother, and I'm going to tell you why, and I want all your listeners to hear me, because that's what I'm heavy on. This is what I'm doing tonight, because I've been getting at white people, and I'm glad that this is your show, because you're raw, and now you're telling me you got a white co-host, and I'm loving that. You don't know, I'm letting you know, I'm feeling that, because I got Tom TV coming on with me tonight, because that's what it's about. We're trying to show that we just are enlightened to what happened to us. But we are intelligent brothers, we are intelligent men, and we are willing to be diplomatic and network and grow in this country and just be men. All we want is our place in life like any other man. That's all we want. We ain't trying to say go kill any other. I'm not on it like that. That's not what I'm saying. But, man, this is what I like. What you doing right now on your show, brother, this is what I'm looking forward to accomplishing tonight on mine. That's all I'm going to say. What you doing now
and what you got is what I'm trying to. Click that YouTube link I just dropped in the chat. This was a CNN national study that was done between black kids and white kids. It's a two-part study. You just can't watch the first half and be like, oh, you have to watch both parts. You know what I'm saying? Because one part goes into the black, one part goes into the white, and then they even have another part where they even sit the parents down and let their parents see the results of the video. And that's when you see the true nature of where the fuck we are at in America when it comes to the parents' reaction. They are ashamed of themselves.
Right now.
You see what I'm saying? They are ashamed of themselves because of that simple fact. This is why we have Time to Master a Language Tuesday, Time to Learn a Language Tuesday, each and every Tuesday, because I'm not sitting there trying to make you fluent in another language. But I want to get you interested in learning another person's language. The Tower of Babel was built just for that one cause.
That's right.
So we can all come together and learn as one language, one universal language. And now I ain't talking about no New World Order shit, you know what I'm saying, because there's over a million different dialects of languages. So if we just learn the basic of these languages, and once you start, then I go to motherfucking the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying, and I can speak a little Dutch. Who they dog? You know what I'm saying? Just basic greetings.
I got
you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not to be fluent, but if I show you that I am willing, you know what I'm saying, to learn your language, you should be willing to take me to the next step.
Exactly. And that's what I'm about right now. I'm looking for the white people that I can network with now. The true ones that say, okay, we see where he's at, but we can network with him. Like, see, what you're doing with this brother Sinai, that's what I'm looking to accomplish. See, you're doing it. I'm proud of you because you're doing it.
First co-host was an Australian, Natasha Triple X. She was from Australia. A white female, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. That means
a white female. And she came here to Florida to visit me all the way from Australia, my co-host. I got video, pictures, and all that shit. You feel me?
See, those are true blue white people. That's what I'm talking about. Those, when they say there ain't no good, yes, there are. Those are the good ones. Because a real true blue person, and I can't even say a white person, I'm going to say like this, an individual. If an individual hears something that they know in their heart is wrong, they're going to act accordingly. And that seemed to me like cyanide in that sister you're talking about. they act accordingly. They listen and they see what's true. They can look and say, you know what, they're right. This was wrong, but I can make a difference being this way. Now, that's what I'm talking about, bridging the gap. That's what I'm trying to do tonight. If we can get more people like Cyanide and that sister you're talking about, you would see a change in America, a big change in America. I'm telling you.
I like that term, by the way, individual.
Yeah, I like that, individual.
I say individual because I didn't want to like put you like white. I have such a more respect for you now, Cyanide, knowing that you white. This is why I feel like if I say a white guy to you, I feel like I'm disrespecting you now.
No, that's okay. It's common use, I reckon. Nothing I haven't heard before. But I still like the term individual because that is where we should aim for. Not talking about groups or skin color of hair or music taste or clothing or stuff like that. Just people, individuals.
Yeah, because when you say black people, you know what I'm saying, you really, like, you speaking for the black people. So when you say white people, it's like you are, you know what I'm saying, you classifying the whole
exactly.
White people ain't shit.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Instead of saying, man, that white dude ain't shit.
Exactly.
Or black people are ignorant, instead of saying that black dude right there is an ignorant motherfucker.
Exactly. That's why I had to say individual, because you can't put him in a class like the rest. I mean, come on. What, I'm going to be ignorant? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to acknowledge it because Cyanide has been checking out my show a lot.
Oh, yeah. He the one. Yeah, man. He been getting on me about spraying your show. Like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Elohim been giving you shout-outs and stuff. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, mention this show and show them some love. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, brother, we need to get the fuck out of the United States. It's hard to say that, but we got to get the fuck out of the United States. I don't give a damn if you want to go back to Africa, go back to Israel, go back to the Sudan. Get your ass out of the United States and get some other cultural enlightenment. And I'm saying this for all so-called motherfuckers who call themselves Americans. Because if you call yourself American, that means you ain't went no motherfucking well. I'm about the world. I'm a people person, and I'm about the world because I've been around enough of this world that I know that when I went to Italy, I had motherfuckers coming up and touching my face, you know what I'm saying, loving my motherfucking skin. But when I looked around, I don't see nobody else that look like me. Do I feel foreign? Hell no. Nah. I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, these motherfuckers loving me for me, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to love them for them. I'm giving them the same respect. Nobody ain't running up to me and saying, hey, black man. You know what I'm saying? They just loving me, one, because I'm a soldier. They recognize that I'm a soldier in the military, so they're giving me that respect. You know what I'm saying? And then they just giving me the natural respect of me being me. I'm just a cool motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And I carry myself like that. So when I walk up to you, I don't give a damn if, you know, you don't speak it. You know what I'm saying? When I first came to Italy, I learned, you know what I'm saying, a basic, grazie, you know what I'm saying, thank you. That was it. That's all I really needed to know, you know what I'm saying? And once you say one word like that, it knocks down every single barrier. Because they're like, well, damn, he took time out to learn something about our culture instead of just being like the rest of these motherfuckers that just come in here, hey, Italian guy, do you speak anything? Hey, you Italian motherfucker, you don't speak English?
Wow.
You feel me? And that's with any country you go to, man. I went to jail one time, you feel me, for pussy shit. I'm sitting in motherfucking booking. The dude that's talking to me, he got a heavy-ass accent. I talk to him in African. I say, Kute, my brother. Kui Anan, you know what I'm saying? Hello, you know what I'm saying? Good evening to you. You know what I'm saying? How you doing? Stupid motherfucking nigga standing behind him going just bust in, talking about, why you talking to him like that? You don't know where he from. I said, well, motherfucker, I would figure he was from Africa, you know what I'm saying? So I'm speaking to him in African. If he's not, I'm pretty sure he will correct me and tell me his proper language that he speaks, and which he did, you know what I'm saying, before, you know, after dumbass jumped in. He said, I'm from Nigeria. I said, okay, so you don't speak the dialect of African. You speak Nigerian. I say, but if I ever see you on the streets, not back up in here, I said, I'm going to have something for you. You feel me? And I'm going to learn some Nigerian, which will probably cover that next month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because of that one person that I met.
Wow,
not to say that I'm finna go to Nigeria. You know what I'm saying? But if I ever come across him again, I can go ahead and we can come, you know what I'm saying, we can see eye to eye. You in America.
Right now, I'm really learning from you, but I want your listeners to know that Elohim is learning from Smelly Prize right now. I'm learning, man. I'm listening to you, man. I'm because you're talking from experience, from going around the world, seeing other people and dealing with other cultures. So can't no one tell you shit because you're dealing with other people. That's what I'm talking about. You ain't hearing it on the news.
Yeah, you can tell me. You can tell me. Just be open-minded when you tell me that. Because I don't see color, brother. I don't see color.
Because you
feel me? I understand that I was brought up on the ignorance of seeing color. I don't see color. I see a melting pot. That's what the United States is. United States is the melting pot of the world. We are an example of what would happen if you can bring every nationality, every tongue to one location, and let's all get along. And this is what you're living in. This is what the definition of the United States of America is.
I got to big you up again, then. For you to be able to deal with the melting pot, that means you conducted yourself in a diplomatic way as a man ought to for these other ethnic groups to respect you. See, this is what I'm trying to show my brothers. I'm trying to show my brothers that if you pull your pants up some and just dress a little more decent and, like you said, learn how to talk with a better vernacular. You understand what I'm saying? Improve your vernacular. I mean, people will respect you of the ethnic groups, and they will. Let me tell you something. I'm 44. I'm on the radio now. But I had a radio show when I was 18 years old, and a white guy got that for me. All the opportunities I had when I was a youth working, white people did that for Elohim. You hear what I'm saying to you, brother? It was a white man named Gary Thomas that seen me pop lock and said, you know what, you're good. He, and seen I can talk and got me on a radio show and had me hosting my own show at 18 years old in New York City, something called NBS Radio. White guy. Then when the radio show closed down, he had opened up a Dunkin' Donuts. He said to me, he says, whenever you leave here, he says, you definitely got a job with me. When I left that place, he called me. I went to Dunkin' Donuts. He taught me how to bake. I can do everything in the Dunkin' Donuts restaurant. This white guy showed me up this so much. This white guy named Mike, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't know how to wax a boat, to drive a boat, to do certain things with Mercedes. But let me tell you, I done had so many white people teach me shit and help me because they like me. And I know you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, they like you as a person, not that you're black, not that you're, you know what I'm saying? They see in you a hard-working person. They know you're going to get the job done. Even if a Guatemalan came along, a Mexican came along, if he had the same quality, the same drive, it wouldn't have been about color.
Understand?
Because a lot of opportunities I had didn't come from no black people, brother. Came from whites.
Yeah, well, I mean, damn, real. Brother, I'm going to tell you like this here. I live in Florida. And 90% of motherfucking black people can't swim. So if your ass down here fucking around in a swimming pool, who going to save you? The white lifeguard. Now, if you was a racist motherfucker sitting in the motherfucking middle of the swimming pool and he come to save your ass and you fighting and kicking off, well, who are you blaming for your ass drowning? Your own ignorance.
Right.
You got to blame your own ignorance. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't get, you know, I don't see how color would come into play when it comes to saving my motherfucking life.
See, and that's what I'm working towards tonight. I mean, that's really what I'm working toward because I know what happened to. Listen, I know what happened to us in slavery. I know all of that. But how long am I going to sit on my show and say, you white people, you took this country? Listen, this is the problem that I got with a lot of people, that they just want to stick to one thing and go on and on and on. I just touch these topics, and now that I have done it, this is what I mean when I say I've been cutting heads because I just did all of that. But now I'm ready to move on. Me personally,
yeah.
The Elohim show, I'm ready to grow. Now that I done did that, now how can we talk and dialogue and grow? This is where I'm at now.
Well, I understand. See, I understand what Ned and Nat saying, too, because it do sound like it's a lot of white going on. But, I mean, if we was white people sitting here talking, it would be a lot of black. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. It's the black and the white. Now, we just got Goofy Bone up in here. This Mexican, you know what I'm saying? I met him, and this is the first motherfucker I met on my show. You know what I'm saying? This wetback. This whatever the fuck he want to call himself. Because I ain't never heard the motherfucking terms until he came on my show, and we started vibing. You know what I'm saying? But because of him, that's really, man, I don't see no color. You know what I'm saying? Because this brother right here, and I say brother, and I'm not saying brother as in black, white, Puerto Rican. I mean brother as in I would give my left testicle for this man. You know, that type shit. You know what I'm saying? Because once you show the true nature of yourself, you know what I'm saying, it will attract everybody around you, man. And then that's when you find out that, damn, it's really not about my color. Because if I bring Goofy Bone on the show and he just started talking, you won't know he's a Mexican unless he tell you, hey, I'm a Mexican. But then you're going to sit up here and you might engage him as a white person. You know what I'm saying? But then he's going to, wait a minute. No, I'm a Mexican. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as you say that, that just did what? That put walls, that put barriers up. That put stoppage to the learning already right there. As soon as you put the color barrier in, that puts stoppage in learning. That's what stops us from learning.
I made that mistake on that show. The guy sounded so white to me, and he was talking. So then I said to him, I said, you know what? He said, I'm not affected by it. First, but he came off so rude. I said, now you see, that's what I'm talking about with you white people. Y'all talk about y'all really love us, but then your true colors come out. Then all of a sudden he says, for your information, I'm not white. I'm black. So I said, so then you're a dumbass nigga. But you see, it's what you said. It's because of what I heard, how he sounded, I just figured he was a white guy. This was a black dude. And the white guy was the most diplomatic one of them all.
I mean, people say that, you know what I'm saying? I sound white. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what is the definition of sounding like this or sounding like that? You know what I'm saying? If you have some etiquette to yourself, that's what it is. You just have etiquette. You have speech etiquette. You have proper etiquette. You know what I'm saying? Even if we're talking slang, you know what I'm saying? Certain people talk their slang, just like Cy and I can say some things in his language or right now in English, and we won't, you know what I'm saying, say it because he's going to say a slang to it. Just like we sitting up here and half the shit we saying, he ain't picking up on. Because we're saying in it in our native tongue, in our little slang this, slang that, you know what I'm saying? Cy, what is a cracker?
What is a clerker?
A cracker.
A Ritz.
A cracker.
Saltine.
Yeah.
White. That I can put some peanut butter on and eat it. That's a cracker.
Yeah, but tell me what tell me what's your definition of a cracker?
Now,
if you just heard that point blank, somebody came up.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. Now, if you asking Elohim, I'm be honest with you. Since we talk, I'm gonna be real. If you was
no,
Elohim,
no, no, hold
I,
on,
I
hold
know.
On, Elo, hold on, Elo. I'm saying this because he's from the Netherlands. I'm trying to give you the cultural view of it, of what, you know what I'm saying, another country views on our words. You know what I'm saying? So in the Netherlands, what does cracker mean?
Well, we don't speak English over here, so cracker means a cracker that you can eat and stuff.
Oh,
but
thank
the
you.
Way
thank
you,
you
use it,
thank you.
A white guy.
So if I'm
I
walking
guess.
Around the streets all day long, cracker, 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 is somebody going to run up to me with an attitude?
I got you.
Or are they going to offer me something to eat?
Wow.
Well, they're going to put you in a loony house for a bit, I guess, if you go walking around. Cracker, 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 cracker.
You feel me? Well, I'm just saying. You know? Nigga. You know what I'm saying? Is nigga even used over there? If I walk around walking to a black dude, what's up, nigga? Is he going to be like, or he going to respond to me, hey, nigga? Or is he going to be like, what are you talking about? Like, huh?
Yeah.
No.
See,
my name is, he's going to turn around and say, hey, how are you? My name is name. We go off of names. That's your identity, not color, not your background, not your ethnicity, not your religion. Simple fact of your identity is your name.
You got to bring this out more, brother.
If you talk like that over here, people suspect that you're kind of big in the hip-hop scene. So you listen to a lot of American music and you use their language that they're using in the songs and stuff. And most of the time that's the case. And in 90% of the cases, that is really the case that those are people that are really heavy into hip-hop music.
Yes,
And that is Western influence.
You know, that tells me that if we're in New York City, and you happen to have been in New York City over by 42nd Street, Sinai, and saying you accidentally stepped on someone's foot, and the black guy goes, damn, man, you couldn't say excuse me? Damn, cracker. you wouldn't even know what he was talking about. And he walking with his ego thinking he done came off on this white guy, and he don't even know that his words didn't penetrate because I called you a cracker and you didn't even know what the hell I meant.
Well,
that's ignorance. That's
even,
an ignorance.
Even if I knew what I meant, I try not to get insulted by it and just let it slip.
Because he's a people person. It's all about you as an individual person. It's not about color, man. That's the only thing I'm saying. It is not about color.
Okay, that's deep. See, y'all, let me tell you something. This show,
that's
I'm
all I'm saying,
it.
Brother. It's not this world. It's this world, like money, you feel me? Like this world, it does not revolve around money, and it does not revolve around color. It revolves around people. People created this world. People going to destroy this world. And the only thing in between, the way we're going to destroy it is if we don't come and see eye to eye, and we don't have this love for each other, and we let little simple ignorant shit get in the way. Because if we all walk into a dark room with the motherfucking lights on, what color are we? Nobody fucking knows. So even if I start talking and I sound like Brian Gumbel, what color is Brian Gumbel? What color is Colin Powell? What color are most of these professionals when they get to this certain level that they feel that they're comfortable on?
If it's
still
black
people.
If it's pitch black in a room, there is no color. Color is determined
by
reflection of light, so there is no color. If there's no light, there is no color.
You see that happen once disaster happens, like 9/11. Everybody forgot color for a moment. When big disasters happen on a global scale, that's when all of a sudden everybody forgets about color. But why do they say things like that for people to get to that point?
No, that's Western. That's in the West. Okay, let me bring Goofy Bone. You got something to add in this, my Mexican homeboy? This is my Blackskin homeboy right here.
Hey, man,
you know
what? Like you said, man, a lot of people don't even know I'm Mexican until I reveal myself. But it's like, plain and simple, we are people, no matter what. The race, the color, all that other bullshit, that's just politics. We all bleed the same color. We all die the same way. We're all people. And that's how it should be. But, you know, the United States, of course, they're the number ones that bring this race barrier and all that other shit. Because if you go, like, say, to England, and, you know, you see, like, we'll say a Mexican out there, because, you know, I do know some Mexicans out in England. They are just like regular, normal white people. But you would be tripping out thinking, oh, wait a minute, don't you speak some Spanish or something? And, you know, they talk just like a regular English person. It's like, how the hell you do that? You know
basically
what I mean?
We're in a bubble in New York. I'm in a bubble in New York City, what y'all telling me.
Yeah. Well,
man,
shit,
you in a bubble in the United States. The United States is a bubble.
Yeah,
The United States, listen, this is all I'm saying, and this is the only way I can look at it. United States is an experiment, either gone good or it's gone bad. It's all in how you want to look at it. You know what I'm saying? Long ago, before all of this shit started, you know what I'm saying? And nothing but Indians at this motherfucker, and then we got motherfuckers who got tired of they got their country and was like, damn, man, let me get the fuck on out because I know there's some other shit out there. I know some other shit out there. So when we got motherfucking explorers, African Moors and all this shit that came over here and taught motherfuckers culture and taught motherfuckers land, nobody comes back to that fact that the black man was the original one that sit up here and started Renaissance, started culture. And why does that really is not a factor? Because in the end, it's going to take all of us together to even make the Renaissance happen. You know what I'm saying? Because without black people, it wouldn't have been a Renaissance. But without white people, it wouldn't have been a Renaissance. Without Mexicans, without Spaniards. You know what I'm saying? Because throughout our history, we have an interbreeding that has gone on since the beginning of time. So really, there is no true black person, true white person. There is no true color out there, period. Because we all melted together. That's why we got the United States, a melting pot of cultures. That's why we're here.
Goofy
we are an experiment. Either gone good or gone bad. How you want to look at it.
Well, Goofy Bone brought up a good point, as in politics. It's divide and conquer, like usual as in the last 2,000 years. Politics don't want all of the world to get along great. They want people to hate each other. That's the way they can divide and conquer.
Of course. They want what they call it is separation. Because they know, everyone knows, that if you combine everybody together, you are a force not to be reckoned with.
Yes, indeed.
But if you're separated, say you have the whites, the blacks, the Mexicans, the Asians, you know, whoever else.
Nationalities
then,
going against each
yeah,
other.
You know what, you're only sticking to your own nationality, and half of those people want to kill you. So it's like, why even do that? When I was growing up, there was, you know, the blacks hang with the blacks, and the Mexicans hang with the Mexicans, the whites hang with the whites. Until, you know, I started going to school, I made friends with everybody. I didn't care who you were or what you're about, as long as you are cool, real person, and you know what's up. And I brought a lot of people together, and I'm dead serious.
You
why?
Know, if I may, please, Starship, I would love to invite your guests to my show today at 4 p.m. so they can catch it. And I'm going to change my format. I was going to play music, but I really want to let Cyanide and Goofy Bones really talk on my show at 4 and get it in, because I want to deal with this multi, because this is what I'm really truly looking to do now, bridge a gap. And you have it. You have it. And I see you got the right people networking with you, and I'd love to do the same thing.
Look, the chat room, we got a Mexican. Glenda Liz, hola mi amiga, Spanish. You know what I'm saying? Nettie Net is white and Italian. You know what I'm saying? Cyanide from the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? You from New York, black brother. You know what I'm saying? Trickstar, I'm not even sure where you're from, but pretty sure he's from some diverse place. You know what I'm saying? Myself, you know, just because of where I've been, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm interbred with a whole bunch of other shit.
Trickstar from
Canada.
It's
not, it's no true color, not here in the United States. You know what I'm saying? From Florida to Michigan, every southern state, you know what I'm saying? We all came off the same slave ship, not speaking for the northerners. We all came off the same slave ship. You feel me? Before we came off that same slave ship, motherfuckers jumped off into Haiti and to Jamaica and all these other places. But before that, we was already being raped, you know what I'm saying, by the slave owners, our black women and shit. So when they was thrown on that slave ship, you know what I'm saying, and brought to the Americas, we still had pregnant women on the slave ships carrying mixed babies. They wasn't black people. They wasn't black babies. Those was mixed babies from the slave owners. So that's why when you get in here and you got all these mulattoes and all these other goddamn colors, because that's way back, you know what I'm saying, when that first intermixing was going on. Therefore, there is no true nothing here in the United States. Ain't even no true Indians around this motherfucker, unless you go on to the damn Indian reservation. And those are the only true people here in the United States is the motherfucking Indians. So call yourself an Indian if you want to do anything. Call yourself a goddamn Indian. Because when everybody came here, then they started mixing in with the Indians. So if you start doing your bloodline check, you'll find that you mixed with white. You'll find that you got Indian in. You'll find that you got every single color in you. But the only thing that we have in the United States that, shit, gives us conversation is what? Color. Take color out. What the fuck else do we have to talk about? Take racism out. What the fuck else do we have to talk about?
You see, now I'm listening to you, but there's only one thing that I beg to differ with you, and I do it respectfully. We have to acknowledge, this is what I mean by on my show, on the Bridge of the Gap, we have to acknowledge that the world are different ethnic groups. We are not the same people. The Chinese to the Chinese, the Japanese to the Japanese, the Arabs to the Arab, the Koreans to Korean, the Africans to African, the Caucasian is the Caucasian. We are individual nations. That's an evident thing. We can't ignore that. We have to accept the fact. Yeah, man, to me, man would like to see us all come together as one, which is a good thing. We need to work towards that. But we are different. We are not the same. We are different ethnic groups. That's the reality we have to face. You have to accept that. because the Chinese are the Chinese, the Japanese are the Japanese, the white man is the white man, the black man. We're different. We're
that's
not
culture. How much different are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's the case. You just we need to get in contact with the culture then. That's what you saying. But, I mean, when if that's the case, you know, black people don't even know, you know what I'm saying, their own blackness. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you would say Egypt, you know what I'm saying, where is Egypt at? And a motherfucker would be like, well, I don't know. It's in Africa. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? But the way that we sit up here and learn certain things, you know what I'm saying, throughout our history, we we have been purposely misguided, you know what I'm saying, from learning us. But you don't see Chinese people come here and say China-American. You know what I'm saying? You don't see Puerto Ricans come in and say, I'm a Puerto Rican-American. They say, I'm a Puerto Rican.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's
so, I mean, if you want to say that we need to just understand us as us, as a people,
right.
as a culture, then we need to get back in touch with our culture. But it has nothing to do with our color. It's just our culture.
Right.
That's all it is. We just need to
right.
get in contact
yeah, right.
with
yeah,
our
I,
culture.
Yeah, definitely. Because I don't even consider myself black because I'm not black. I'm brown. That's really my color.
You're a shade. You are a shade.
A shade
of
brown. Of
color. If
I'm
that's the case, yeah.
Brown.
White person ain't even white.
If I put my
white person
black,
ain't white. Come on now.
I'm next to a black chair. My arm next to it is not this color. So, yeah.
Thank you. So you're not black. If
I
that's
agree.
The case, you're not
I,
even
oh,
black.
Yeah.
Black people can't even say that. African, if you go to Africa, you're going to see a black person. You're going to see a burnt black-ass person. Now, that's you're going to see a black person. That's black.
Mm-hmm.
We are the spawn-offs of our blackness. That's why you get brown. You got mulatto. You got tan, beige. You got all these other kind of colors and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But then motherfuckers run out talking about, I'm black. No, you ain't. Your hair is black. You don't look like your hair. You don't look like your eyebrows.
That's a very interesting point. I'm going to look into that. Why?
I'm just saying, if you're so conscious on some color instead of your culture, then you're not black. You know what I'm saying? And I tell any nigga that. You ain't black.
Because the point you're making is in Africa, when you really look at them, the aboriginaries of that continent, they are very dark, and you will see a black. Then
right, you're going to see them in purple.
You're right, and I cannot argue with that.
You're going to see that in the purple. You ain't going to see that here, though.
But
man, I hang out in the sun all day.
That's me, too. What you're saying is an act. See, that's what I'm saying. I deal with facts, and right now you're speaking an actual fact, and Elohim can't argue with that. You're making an actual fact. I got to, because when you're saying that and I think about the different shades, that's an actual fact, brother. I have to give you that as far as the saying color, you can't just go on some color thing as far as the shades and the complexion of a person to claim your ethnicity. That's what I'm saying. I agree
okay.
with you.
Okay. Matter of fact, if you look at that YouTube,
thumbs up.
At the end of the YouTube.
You showed me something, thumbs up. Elohim has learned on his man's show. Listen, I teach a lot, and that's why I'm so wise, because I listened. And by
that's real.
And I listened again and have learned. Brother, thumbs up. You showed me something. All of y'all.
As in many topics we covered on the show, I'd like to add that this is something that starts with parenting. If the parents start teaching the kids the right moral values and to get along with all other people, we wouldn't be in a mess right now.
And know and love thyself. You got to, if parents would teach their kids to know and love thyself and not try to be like, you know what I'm saying, your next door neighbor, Johnny next door, or Tyrone next door, and have the same shoes that he got on, or have the same little PSP he has. Have your own thoughts, your own possessions. You know what I'm saying? Know thyself. But that's so hard to pass on to people, because they make it seem like it's Morse code or something. Know thyself. How the hell I know thyself? You know, it's nothing. It's nothing top secret. Look at the person in the mirror. If you can readily identify with that person, do you know yourself? If you look in the mirror and you see flaws in you, because you are perfect. There's nothing wrong with you. You are perfect. Lord made you the way He wanted you to be. There's nothing flawed about you. But when you start adding all this jewelry, makeup, and all this shit to look like the fucking CoverGirl model, or you want to look like the goddamn dude in GQ and all that shit, You know what I'm saying? But that's not you. And it takes you all out your element of being you. Then people are not going to, they're not going to identify with you because you're not being you.
Don't be talking like that because you know me. I'm the GQ of the GQ.
I have been enlightened. I'm leaving a comment on, for your show. I'm leaving a comment. I've been very enlightened. Because you have stated an actual fact. It is. It's an actual fact that when you really, because I got a book by an author that I really suggest a lot of people read his book by J.A. Rogers. It's called Nature Knows No Color Line. And in there, I can show you pictures of the darkest Chinese, the darkest Japanese, the darkest Hawaiians, the darkest Arabs, that you, the darkest Egyptians you've ever seen, and you would be like, where they at? And I'm talking these, they look straight, chinky-eyed Chinese and Japanese, but they are darker than dark. The book is called Nature Knows No Color Line. Nature Knows No Color Line by J.A. Rogers. So, brother, you made an actual fact because I have photographs of these type of people you're talking about.
Well, yeah, I mean, hey, bro, when it gets down into it, you know what I'm saying, and you go to these other countries, that's all I'm saying. They're not going to approach you and say, hey, black man. They're not finna approach you about your color, period. I don't give a fuck what country you go to. And I'm going to say this again. There is no racism in other countries. It's taught here, and Western influence might trickle into a few other countries. But I'm saying, coming off the plane, bitch don't see you as your color. They don't see that. They just like Hawaii. They put that goddamn little flower over you, and they don't motherfucking skip you because you white. They don't skip you because you black. They don't skip you because you Chinese. They don't skip you because you Mexican. They put that goddamn flower over everybody. Aloha. If you don't speak the fucking language, then you need to.
You know, brother, I've had a lot of military brothers tell me that they learned a lot when they finally went overseas. And
that's the only way you're going to learn. You got to get outside the box, brother.
Yeah, they said
you got to get outside the box.
Yeah, I was told that by a few military men. They was treated so. I was told that if you go to Europe, like Germany and stuff like that, they treat blacks so respectful over there. You wouldn't believe it. I was told.
But that's because of the assistance that they have received from black people.
No, it's not
about the color. It's just about the assistance that they have received. They've received help. Back in the days, like I said, the Renaissance, you know what I'm saying? Everything that what you see in the European culture is a direct result of the black Moors that came there and helped develop that country. It was already there, but it needed development, just like the United States before everybody decided to come over here and come from this country and that country, you know what I'm saying? And black folks didn't build everything, you know what I'm saying? Hell, the Dutch was responsible for your CD players. Dutch was responsible for your sawmills that get you energy, artificial energy and all that. The Dutch was responsible for that. Europeans was responsible. Everybody was responsible for what we are living in today. And it is upon us to take that responsibility to continue shaping it in the way that we want. But if we keep letting these 5% motherfuckers that so-called run this country and sitting up there with their fucking high IQ, this is the only shit that's going on. This is the game that you all are caught up in, and as well as myself, a game that these motherfuckers are sitting up on their high horse. And basically, if you never seen the rat race, that is what the hell, that's how I look at life. You know what I'm saying? We're all a rat race. These rich motherfuckers done got this game piece. And then it's like, okay, let's go get the black dude. Let's go get the white dude. Go get that Chinese. Go get that Mexican. Okay, let's put them all in here. Now, let's put some money at the end. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. But, you know what I'm saying, because they care about it, you know what I'm saying, because they think it holds meaning, let's put some money up in here, give them some obstacles to go through, and let's see them and watch them kill themselves.
You see, in your chat room, this is what I'm talking about. What Glenda Liz said, that's what I said earlier. And I agree with her. She says, have you ever seen a movie where aliens are attacking the world? All of a sudden, we all band together to save ourselves and our world. When faced with a global threat, we become equal. That's what I'm talking about. Whenever a crisis comes, like 9/11 or something, they come together.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that normally and regularly?
Yeah. Well, I do. Every fucking day.
I'll tell you right now why we can't do that. Because everyone was brought up to have hate in them. I was brought up to appreciate people, because if you actually go up to somebody and show them the love that you want in return, you will get that. But if you go over there and say, "Oh, that's a Mexican over there, that motherfucker's dirty," then he's gonna treat you the same way you treat him.
That's a good
now
point.
These crises that happen, because we all people, and we know that in the long run, if we're all together in the same boat, that boat is going to go somewhere. But if we try to go individually, some of us are going to make it, and some of us don't.
So how do we learn to respect each other, man? Because that's, to me, that's how I'd sum it. If this was my show, that's what I'd ask my listeners. How do we learn to do this, man?
Just by giving respect. Look, right here, if 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people start talking right now, how the hell would that sound?
Okay.
It'll sound like a bunch of shit, and we wouldn't get no understanding across. Now, because we all giving each other respect and giving each other individual chances to get your point across, this is how we all learn it. This is all the world need to do right here, is everybody need to stay in their lane, give proper respect, shut the fuck up when it's time to shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And then step up when it's time to step up.
It's just that from what y'all saying, it's like, I like got the answer to my show already, but I'm
it's
glad
easy. It is easy.
It is simply the simplicity.
It's simple.
It's respect. And this is the doctrines of Christ. That's why I said this in the scriptures, tell you the simplicity of Christ. Because all Christ said was do unto others like you'd want done unto you. And you fulfilled the whole law. Why is it so hard for people just to do that?
Well, because I'm going to tell you something right now, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt anybody. But if you have people that are willing to make this happen, it's going to happen. But if you have people that just half-ass it and say, "Oh, okay, we'll let Smelly talk about it. I can really care less, but, you know, go ahead, Smelly, talk about it," then it's not going to happen. You got to have people that have the faith and the belief that this is really going to happen in order to make it happen. It's not just going to happen like, "Oh, thunderstrike. Oh, what's going to happen?" No. You got to have that belief, and you got to have that circle of people that are willing to have the same belief as you, or it's not going to happen. You can't do it all by yourself, and that's what I've learned throughout my whole life.
Well, start with yourself and talk to others. If you hear something else saying something that is absolutely not done, talk to him. Ask him why he says so, why he feels that way, how he gets the idea. And explain him why it's not done. It's a form of education. It's not only a parenting. You talk to your friends, to people you see, people you meet. If somebody does something that is not done, talk to them. Don't go rampage on somebody when he says something wrong. Talk to him. Get try to get your point across.
It's got to be an execution.
Try
execute it. I understand what you're saying. Like, if I had a friend say something wrong to a Mexican, I'd be, "Yo, why you do that, man? That guy, he's just a brother working hard like you. Why are you even going to look at it?" And I'm talking to my homie who just met a disrespected Mexican out here in New York, and I said, "You shouldn't have said that to him." You know, and I'm talking to him, and maybe change his outlook that the next time he see a Mexican, he won't talk to that brother in that way. I see what you're saying. We got to enlighten our own that's around us individually. Those who are around me, when I see them do that nonsense, I'm supposed to be man up and say, "Yo, man, why you talking that shit like that, son? That shit is crazy."
Exactly. Ask him why and try to convince him otherwise. And explain why the thing that he does or says is not done. And if he understands why, then he will try to be a better man or a better person because of it.
These are powerful words, brother. I feel you right now. I feel you. I feel your heart. This is powerful. Great show.
Let me interrupt with some powerful words for Amari Thornton.
Good people. This is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Pride, alongside my international co-host, Sayanai. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Marty Thornett and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show, right here live on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayanai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out and the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
All right, gotta get that out of the way. Yeah,
we
got a train coming through, people.
I like to break in. I gotta help a friend out in a few minutes. He has to drive his car to the shop for a checkup, so he doesn't get any transportation back. So I gotta bring him.
That's what's up. Tell him I say what's happening. And
I wish you all a great day.
Hey, that's what I appreciate that, homie. You know what I'm saying? Everybody give it up for Mr. Side now. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out all the way from the Netherlands. From the Netherlands.
So, Elohim, Goofy Bone, and everybody in the chat room, thanks for hanging out. And we'll see you guys tomorrow, at least, I hope.
Doing that. Ashwood, you still up in here? Yeah, Ashwood's somewhere around there. He's still hanging on, though.
You know, I'm in this motherfucker with no sleep. Damn it, man.
All right, Timmy, go ahead and hit him up, man. Get him on up out of here. All right, people. Hold on. God damn it. Hold on. Because all German shit coming to me right now. I'm about to say Alvita saying all this other kind of shit. Which you understand that, though. So Alvita saying, tschüss, a Gruß Gott.
Goeiedag.
Ah, there we go. Yeah, I'm talking about your Mura Mecca. That's another little that's inside shit. I'm going to talk about that after you get off the phone, man. Hit him up, Timmy. All right, Sam, I'm going to holler at you, my brother. Much love to you from the Netherlands.
Later, Smiley. Bye-bye.
Yeah. A little funny joke I want to say. You know what I'm saying? Sideline first came on the show. You know, everybody always know I use the word motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when I was talking, I was like, yeah, Si, you know what I'm saying? Si's my motherfucker. That's my motherfucking dog. And he was like, mother, what are you saying? That, to me, knocked down so many barriers. Because I'm like, well, damn, you don't even understand that. You know what I'm saying? This is like a common word that everybody use in the United States, period. So I'm like, okay, well, y'all don't have curse words like that. He was like, well, he's like, yeah, we do. I'm like, well, you know, well, what is motherfucking then, you know what I'm saying, in your language? Not that, you know what I'm saying, I want to sit up here and, you know, come to the Netherlands calling everybody motherfuckers. But I want to know, shit, if a bitch do call me motherfucker, what the hell is that? So it's Muda Maker. I might be, I always fuck it up, but Muda Maker. You know what I'm saying? And that means motherfucker. And Netherlands in Dutch. So, you know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying when you start learning another person's language, you know what I'm saying, you start knocking down barriers. You know what I'm saying? So now I don't, you know what I'm saying, speak. I'm not fluent in this language. But if I ever come to the Netherlands and shit and we start kicking it, you know what I'm saying? We go to the club, you know what I'm saying, and we hanging, and I'm like, what's up, man? And they like, well, who is this? Oh, this is my Muda Maker. You know what I'm saying? This side now, this is my Muda Maker. You know what I'm saying? This is my motherfucker. Because I'm bringing, you know what I'm saying, what I've learned, you know what I'm saying, from my world into another person's world. But then I'm knocking the barriers down. Because then when they look like, oh, you calling him a motherfucker. You know, why you calling him that? And then I'm going to have to break it down to you. Well, this is, you know what I'm saying, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we reach, you know what I'm saying, where we at right now. And that's why he comes on the show. And that's what we say, Muda Maker. I don't even say motherfucker no more. I call people Muda Makers.
Fatherfucker. Fatherfucker.
You feel me? That'll force you to ever come into my world. Like, damn, man, what did you just call me? I just called you a Muda Maker, you Muda Maker. Like, what? Oh, motherfucker, my bad. But see, now you know another language, which you didn't even, you know what I'm saying? I done said it to you so many times, I done inadvertently taught you another language. When you was like, damn, I ain't going to never be able to learn another language. I'm saying it. Muda Maker. You know? So it's just real, man. We, you know, that, and that's real, a real good, important thing about this show. You know what I'm saying? It's not to be fluent in another person's language. It is just to get the basics and have that basic respect. When I went on the Mario show yesterday, you know what I'm saying? And I looked up congratulations. I didn't know how to say it. I was going to say the old ghetto shit. congratulations. You know what I'm saying? That's some old ghetto shit. You know what I'm saying? I was just going to nigger rig it, you know. But then I looked up the definition. Felicitaciones. Felicitaciones. Bam. The proper way to say the word. I'm saying, she let me know that's the proper way of saying it, you know what I'm saying? But that made her feel good inside, you know what I'm saying? That damn, somebody actually took the time out to get the correct pronunciation, you know what I'm saying, of my culture, you know what I'm saying? And just going a little further, you know what I'm saying, to respond to me directly. You know, Mike didn't know what the hell I was talking about, but damn, that's something for you to, you know what I'm saying, to pick up on now. You know what I'm saying? Your wife really gets off, you know what I'm saying, by, you know what I'm saying, you really learning her language. Yeah, you might be screwing it up. Yeah, it might sound country as motherfucking fried chicken, but you motherfucking going out of your way, you know what I'm saying, to show appreciation like, damn, I do like your culture, you know what I'm saying? And I do like the fact that, damn, you speak to me in English every fucking day, you know what I'm saying? And you'll never have a qualm about it. But I'm going to go ahead, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to learn a little something about you, baby. Bam. Damn, you go a long way. My virtual wife, Glenda Lise, you know what I'm saying? You know, speaking all that I stuff, you know what I'm saying, pretty soon. But I'll be right there, you know what I'm saying? I'll be able to be on that same level.
I'll tell you right now, culture is appreciated when you try to make that effort. Believe me. I'm Mexican. I don't speak Spanish, but I speak Vietnamese. Because around here on the east side, there's a lot of Vietnamese culture. And when I go in, they look at me like, oh, fucking shit. But once I start speaking their language, oh, they smile, they greet me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I even get hugs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you actually get out of your box, your little world, and actually try to appreciate other people's worlds, trust me, your life will go by much easier.
Mm. Sono Americana.
Sin chao. Y'all don't believe
mucho
me.
Mucho trabajo, poco dinero.
¿Qué?
Mucho trabajo, poco dinero.
El, what though?
¿Qué?
Niga.
How do you spell niggas?
Niggas. Niggas. Oh, man, that's too crazy. Borre. Borre. I would like. Borre. Borre.
Mach, mach, back then.
I would like.
Mach,
now,
mach.
This is Italian. Now, we're Italian to me. It's something like French, you know what I'm saying? One of those languages of love, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to be all peppily pew smooth and shit when you say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, mon ami, ha ha, oui, oui. I love you. You know what I'm saying? All that, you know, love type shit. So, with the same language, you know what I'm saying?
Il museo.
Il museo. You know what I'm saying? He ain't being all, you know, como esta? Il museo. You got to be all smooth with it. Like, you got to hit a Colt 45 before you start learning the language. You know what I'm saying? Put your Billy D on. Be smooth with it.
And drink some 211.
Yeah, all right. I ain't fucking with that. I'm on some Heineken Light right now. See it. Heineken Light. But, yeah, it's been an interesting show. Big up to the Elohim show, you know what I'm saying, for coming through and blessing us with a lot of that, you know what I'm saying, good knowledge. In Zulu, what is
Liga
that?
Damn it. Liga,
oh, Tiso Bonana. Okay, shouts out to Trickstar for throwing something off in there. And do what you do. That is true. When Puerto Ricans start going off, boy, they start going off. C, baby. Mi amor, L to you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. that's all I got to break it down. You know what I'm saying? See it. All right, people. Time to Master Language Tuesday. We're 25 minutes past everything. So what I got to get into, you know what I'm saying, for the last 25 minutes, because, hey, we did learn something about, you know, languages and culture. Shit. You know, that was better than actually going to BYKI.com and sitting here and massacring the Italian language. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bueno. So, uh-oh, somebody just popped into my chat room. Who's on my Tiny Chat? I'm on Tiny Chat Live, people. Yeah, if y'all want to click the link, I'm on Tiny Chat. Check that shit out. And let's go to the Nutty News, man. Let me give y'all a couple of little headlines for the Nutty News. So we can, oh, yeah, shouts out to Six Figures, man. He got the official Northwest Volume mixtape out. You know what I'm saying, right now. So you can download that on Mediafire.com or hit me up if y'all want the mixtape. It's the NorCal. You know what I'm saying? North Cali mixtape going down, Six Figures. And got a lot of people on there, you know what I'm saying, being featured on there. So, yeah, y'all look out for that. I have some new tracks coming. For them real soon. Real soon. Let's see if we can get this up. Get y'all some news real quick. And I do like to thank everybody for their patience, you know what I'm saying, for coming through. Because I know we touch on when it comes to the issue of racism and color and politics and all that, you know what I'm saying, and religion. You know, them four topics, man, can really, you know what I'm saying, you know, derail your show. Yeah, can really derail your show if you don't know how to really properly handle it. You know what I'm saying? And but this I promise you, I know how to handle it because I ain't with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Just like I got prank calls that I like to call in and say crazy shit, but, you know, it's all part of the show. All part of the show. You know? Check this out, man, because this is extremely nutty what I'm about to read to you all. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Hold on just a second, man. What my mother got? There we go. Hell, you were the shitter, man.
Nutty
in the shitter. The hell kind of shitter. You don't need to be in the shitter with your brother, all right? That is how, people, we going into the Nutty News of the day for a few minutos, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. And, we're going to do, take y'all around the world for a minute. Nutty News of the Day brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, and I do mean crazy, and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Uh-oh. What time is it? Who the hell is that? Oh, Deb Daly. Oh, shit. Shout out to my Kilf out there, Deb Daly. You see me, girl, live. You know what I'm saying? Hey, baby. You already know what time. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I wish Deb Daly was on my show last night.
I had so many beautiful women.
All I needed was Deb Daly to add the cherry on top. You know what
I mean? I got Glenda Lee. I got to lower my cones. You know, I got to maintain low cones.
Don't mind me for pitching the tent.
Oh, man. sorry, people.
Dragon,
you know,
man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
You know?
Timmy!
You like Timmy. All right, check this out, people.
Hey, you know what? I lost my retard. I don't know. He ran off somewhere. I don't know where he's at.
Oh, okay. What the hell? Glenda Lee say, please drop by my Facebook page and answer my question of the day. Glenda Lee,
goddammit.
All right. In Puerto Rico, Pepe Le Pew speaks. Oh, Pepe Le Pew speaks Spanish until I grew up. Yeah, I'm like, play, okay. Him English, I thought it was whack. Okay, y'all have to get my 20 minutes of meditation in. Adios. Oh, okay. Well, shouts out to you, baby. All right. And big ups to Goofy. Boom! For hanging out, man, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to
Who am I on Facebook? I'm Mr. Chronically Speaking. If anybody looking for me on Facebook, man, it's Mr. Chronically Speaking. And since now, Miss McKilf, you know what I'm saying, wants to hang out on Tiny Chat with me. You know what I'm saying? She's going to get to see me behind the scenes. Bucket naked, showing my public health. I'm just kidding. My bug was like, oh, let me go on over there now. All men, if you would have took your ass over there, yeah, we would have had a problem. Oh, anyways, check this out, people. We're in Moscow. Shouts out to my Moscowians, if that's a word and shit, you know what I'm saying? Parachuting donkey. Yeah, shocks beachgoers. Yeah, they got beaches in Moscow? Oh, my bad. Russian beachgoers got a shock when they saw a donkey soaring in the blue skies over the balmy beaches on the Sea of Azov in southern Russia. Attached to a parachute, the animal screamed in fear as it circled over heads of holidaymakers sunbathing on a beach in the Cossack village of Golubitskaya in the Krasnodar region. A regional police spokeswoman said the donkey ended up in the skies as a result of an impromptu advertising campaign by several Russian entrepreneurs to attract beachgoers to their private beach. What the fuck has a flying donkey got to do with... What the...
You gotta be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know, like, I really want to come to the beach because donkeys are parachuting out of the sky. You ever got hit by donkey shit, you know what I'm saying, 200 feet in the air? Well, I ain't, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to motherfucking get hit by no donkey shit. You know what I'm saying? 200 feet in the air. Looking up. Oh, I just been hit. Yeah. All right. We over here in Viva La Mexico. You know what I'm saying? And let me check on my good real quick. What was that? DevDaily.com. Let's check on that real quick. Yeah, Deb Daily, people, is my KILF, C-I-L-F, you know what I'm saying? Cheerleader, I love to. FUBAR, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I love the FUBAR. And y'all have to go back and watch Pulp Fiction if you know what I mean, if you want to know what I mean. Yeah. FUBAR, what is that? Fucked up beyond all recognition. Oh. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's get into some paper, man. I'm about the paper. It's my dog Big Bama right here. You know what I'm saying? I like this. This is a smooth groove. Mr. Goofy Bone hit me up with. You know what I'm saying?
Goofy Bone.
There are, oh, there are? I didn't know that. A lot of Glenda Lee Torres out there. And, yeah, the Dev Daily Radio Network. Saving the world one listener at a time. You can check her out at www.debbiedaily, is debbiedaily.com. And you got Reality Radio. You got Listen Live at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. You got a nice little site there, Deb Daily. This is a nice little page you got set up. 1-877-855-DEBBIE. Join the show. And you got archives. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I need. Something that, you know, you get your archives and all that kind of good shit. Show me the archives. Let's see what's in the archives. Oh, sorry, people. I'm all on the wrong website. All right. Get old Mexico. Man is arrested with 18 monkeys around his waist. Right. Robert Sol Cabrera, a Mexican citizen, was stopped at a random check at Mexico City's international airport after arriving from Lima. In a statement, police said Mr. Cabrera Zavalita had been behaving nervously. Yeah. Once he was searched, it was discovered that he had hidden 18 TT monkeys in a girdle around his waist. The animals had been put into socks, police explained, and two of them were dead at the time of confiscation. Oh, that's fucked up. What kind of gay ass shit is that? Hey, I can see women now. Are you just happy to see me, or do you have a monkey in your pants? Oh! Yeah, here you go.
Keep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And I do mean monkey shit. Yeah, and just for getting fired on your day off, brother. Here you go.
Damn.
There you go.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, you got to be a stupid motherfucker to get caught with some goddamn monkeys in your pants. Damn. People, I mean, transporting drugs, I believe, would be a lot easier than trying to put a goddamn some livestock in your fucking pants. Gee, the hell is going on? All right, let's go on over here to Washington Dicks on Chicks. That's Washington, D.C. people. Yeah, they have dicks on chicks down there. We're talking about your government. Yeah. Obama wants federal workers to cut down on travel. Well, if you stop paying all these motherfuckers goddamn way more than they're supposed to, they wouldn't have time to goddamn travel. Shit. But just back from vacation. Yeah, vacation. Yeah, I said it, vacation. Barack Obama wants federal workers to cut down on business travel and commuting by car as he seeks to reduce heat trapping emissions produced by the federal government. Federal government is the largest energy consumer in the United States economy, and the combined reductions would be the equivalent of removing emissions from 235 million barrels of oil. Now, this is just federal workers, people. This is just the private, so-called private sector. This is how much shit they burning up. They just wasting up. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I give cute kudos to you. You know what I'm saying? For doing that shit. Damn. This shit crazy, man. All right. Let's go on over here to New York. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Sweet D Love. And big ups to Shy Romance, who hit me up on the email saying she's going to be coming back through to the show. Big ups to Goofy Bone for starting this show back up on Blog Talk Radio on the Nightly Network. And y'all can check him out nightly, you know what I'm saying? He's back in rotation. So that's 186 Deuce on the BTR dial. You know what I'm saying? It's 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all can check him out. Okay. Let's go for New York, where police hunt for a bouquet bandit. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hopefully it was some weed in the motherfucking bouquet, because damn, what the fuck are you doing? Police today appealed to the public to track down a man who held up a bank in Manhattan with a bouquet of flowers. I need to go to New York so I can hit me some banks, because god damn, this is the second time you motherfuckers done got hit up. I mean, the other dude, what the fuck, he robbed a damn bank with a fort? I'm like, god damn, New York, what the hell is y'all not doing? No motherfucking way. The bouquet bandit walked into the bank of Smithtown Branch on 7th Avenue near West 18th Street just before 9 a.m. local time, holding the flowers. He pulled a note from the bouquet and handed it to the teller. It read, "Give me all your hundreds, fifties. Don't be a hero." The puss-ass tailor handed over an undisclosed amount of cash. Ain't no motherfucking way. Y'all need to be checking these tailors, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to be really investigating these motherfucking bank tellers, because these motherfuckers just been some real pussies nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Giving up way too much motherfucking cash. It ain't about being no motherfucking hero. Y'all motherfuckers are standing behind a bulletproof goddamn glass. What the hell? What the fuck you scared of? Duck down, tell them to kiss your ass. And press the fucking silent alarm. You're supposed to have one. You know what I'm saying? What happened to silent alarms? Where's that at? Motherfuckers don't even use silent alarms in banks no more. Yeah, whatever, man. I'll buy that for no dollars. Yeah. What? They banned fucking Deb Daly? No way. Goofy Bone, if you didn't know about that, they banned Deb Daly off of the Blog Talk Radio. She's been banned. I don't know what the hell, but yeah, she's been banned, so damn, that's fucked up. Yeah, man, that's our peoples right now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let me do some shit like that. Well, that's fucked up. All right, well, that means I'm going to have to go on to devdaily.com and go ahead and crank it on up too, you know what I'm saying? We'll be moving on over there pretty soon. Let me drop the link real quick. So if anybody wants to check out Dev Daily, there you go. Or if you want to check out Easy Rider, there you go. Bid66.com. Yeah. Matter of fact, real quick, let me drop that off. Today is Tuesday, right? Yeah, it is Tuesday. And Tuesday is
20. Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy,
no,
and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Now. Yeah. And also go to devdaily.com now. Black USDA. Is that Jeezy? Oh. no, I'm just bullshit. Black USDA official saying she didn't help white farmer. And this is the problem right here, people. You feel me? This old shit right here. Man, all you fucking old folks need to get the fuck on somewhere so new people can go ahead and bring this new way of thinking in. You know what I'm saying? Once we get this goddamn color barrier out the fucking way, it'll be just like the goddamn Berlin Wall. You know what I'm saying? That shit be crashed down and gone for fucking ever. And just pieces of it will be in a fucking museum, you know what I'm saying, as memories. Oh, yeah, this was back in the days when we used to have racism over here. Yeah, you see all the violence and shit? Yeah, you see all that? That was the direct result of racism. Okay, now this is when all these dumbasses died the fuck off. And this is the new regime that kicked in. And as you see over here, we don't motherfucking practice the racism motherfucking shit. Because we found that from our past, in order to have a better future, we couldn't carry that shit on into the future.
That motherfucking shit. Is that a word, motherfucking shit?
Motherfucking shit. Motherfucking monkey shit.
Motherfucking shit.
Damn. Oh, man. Days after the NAACP clashed with Tea Party members over allegations of racism, a video has surfaced showing an Agricultural Department official regaling an NAACP audience with a story about how she withheld help to a white farmer facing bankruptcy. Video that has now forced the official to resign, which her dumb fat ass should have. Yeah. Shirley Sherrod, the department's Georgia Director of Rural Development, is shown in the clip describing, "The first time I was faced with having to help a white farmer save his farm, Sherrod, who is black, claimed the farmer took a long time trying to show he was superior to her. The audience laughed as she described how she determined his fate." Man, fuck that. Bitch, your ass is there to do a job. You know what I'm saying? And that is the fucking problem. Because of that motherfucking farmer, though, you know what I'm saying, who's providing half of the goddamn agricultural food and shit for your goddamn state, you should motherfucking be helping him. But you let ignorance, you let fucking color get into your motherfucking way of helping out the world. The world needs that goddamn farm. Fuck the farmer. We need the farm. So it wouldn't matter if goddamn Arnold Schwarzenegger was motherfucking running the goddamn farm. I wouldn't give a shit. As long as you ain't poisoning the motherfucking people and you are giving us the nutrients that we need off of your goddamn farm. Here's your help. Miracle-Gro seeds, goddammit, if that's what the fuck you need. Jesus, people, this is what I'm saying. This is the problem. How the hell? I thought he was down. Okay, we'll get into that. Let me cover that real quick. Wesley Snipe loses appeal, and I thought he was already headed to prison. I thought he was already in prison. But this is as of July 19th. A court rejected the actor's appeal of a conviction on tax evasion charges, meaning Snipes is headed to jail to serve a three-year sentence. Snipes was convicted in 2008 of failing to pay government some $12 million in taxes due between 1999 and 2001. However, Snipes found his sentence unreasonable and appealed to a federal judge to have it reduced. Brother, you living in a time where you ain't even supposed to be having money. You know what I'm saying? In some people's eyes, and I don't mean us as far as the normal world. You know what I'm saying? But you got some top echelon people that right about now, you know what I'm saying, still keeping this goddamn barrier up, you know what I'm saying, where they don't give a fuck. You are a threat right now. Sit your ass down somewhere. And it ain't even about the money, people. If you really do the research on goddamn Wesley Snipes, that motherfucker is a ticking time bomb ready to motherfucking Black Panther explode on the motherfucking government. That is why they fucking with this man so hard. You know what I'm saying? Because he knows too goddamn much. So when your ass know too much, that's when they're going to come see you, and they're going to sit your ass down. Yeah. In Maryland, National Guardsman faces 16 years for filming cop. Come the fuck on, people. And I just went to jail. Check out my YouTube. I just went to jail. Spent 2 days in jail for exercising my motherfucking freedom of press. That is my right. But in Maryland, that Anthony Graber broke the law is undisputable. He raced his Honda motorcycle down Interstate 95 in Maryland at 80 miles per hour, popping a wheelie, roaring past cars, and swerving across traffic lanes. But it wasn't his daredevil stunt that has the 25-year-old staff sergeant for the Maryland Air National Guard, which means nothing, facing the possibility of 16 years in prison. Because it was the video that Graber posted on YouTube 1 week later, taken with his helmet camera, of a plainclothes state trooper cutting him off and drawing a gun during the traffic stop near Baltimore. Apparently, you can't film the police in Baltimore. Apparently, these motherfuckers are trying to make it where you can't film the police nowhere. And that is a violation, you know what I'm saying, of your freedom of press, people, which also is freedom of speech. Yeah. Shouts out to Jamie Garcia, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, coming up in here, chilling with Pestoso, you know what I'm saying? And, no, Deb Daly is Deb Daly. That's who she is. She's another Blog Talk Radio host on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Sexy, hot, white chick, you know what I'm saying? She's a kill cheerleader. I love the fuck. Oh, yeah, I said it. Oh, but she's married, so, of course, we won't be going there. Only cyber-sexing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm just bullshitting. Last one, people, and we're getting the fuck up out of here, man. We're getting the fuck up out of here. Nexus One dead, and Google discontinues its Android phone. Yeah. Google's first ever phone, the Nexus One, launched to great fanfare earlier this year. There was talk of the Android handset becoming an iPhone killer and speculation that Google's direct-to-consumer sales strategy for its unlocked phone would change the mobile market as we knew it. But now, some 6 months after its launch, Google is discontinuing the Nexus One, and Read Write Web reports that dismal sales have doomed the phone. Probably because your marketing sucks and iPhone is just smashing every goddamn TV they can fucking get on, and every damn Google ad they can fucking buy up. It's all about marketing, people. If you're not marketing your shit, you're not going to be out there. Believe that. So I'm getting up out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank each and every person that hung out on this show, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's always a blessing to be up on here, to be able to share the airways, you know what I'm saying, with wonderful people all the way around the world. And on that note, I'm going to get up out of here with my artist, Miss John New, with her new song, you know what I'm saying, called I'm That Bitch. Time to learn, well, time to massacre a language, you know what I'm saying? Tuesday has come to a close. This is Wrecking the Game Radio, Captain Smell So Good, out from Florida. Peace out to all my peoples, man. Yeah.
I'm that bitch, yeah, I'm that bitch, yeah, I'm that bitch, I'm that bitch, I got good pussy, I'm that bitch, yeah, I make that money, I'm that bitch, I don't take shit, yeah, I'm that bitch, yeah, I got that one, I'm that bitch, yeah, I'm that bitch, yeah, I'm that bitch, yeah, I'm that bitch, yeah, I got good pussy, to pay my bills, got a job, work hard, get it, I live up, coming 8 a.m., I'm starting my day, headed forward, cause I'm about my pay, like Lucky say, little mama don't play, been fair and throw the dick this way, Wednesday night, she can catch me at Coco's, in the back with my thug getting loco, no regular, I smoke purple, they got me goofy like Steve Urkel.
I'm that beat.